For deep. The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And one more time, we welcome you to the Iowa Event Center in Wells Fargo Arena and championship Saturday night at the Boys State Basketball Tournament for 2017 as we get ready for the 3A and 4A state championship games, both coming your way here on KGYM. 3A up first here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as it'll be the Xavier Saints looking for their second consecutive championship as they will take on the Warriors of Sergeant Bluff Luton. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn coming your way here from Wells Fargo Arena. Just a programming note, if you'd like to keep tuning in to Iowa State and West Virginia, that will continue on 1600 AM. But on the FMs, we bring you high school state championship basketball. And then coming up tonight for you, we've got Iowa City West at 4A taking on West Des Moines Valley in the rematch of last year's championship game. And that will be heard on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. But up first, the 3A championship, as it'll be Xavier looking for back-to-back, taking on an upstart team in their first state tournament in the Warriors of Sergeant Bluff Luton. And Phil, it's always fun. It's always exciting on Saturday night at the Boys State Basketball Tournament when you have a couple of championship games ready to go.
And this is right where you want to be if you've been in this situation ever before. If people out there listening, if they've ever had that opportunity, they know how special a night it is, that all season long this is what you've worked very, very hard for to get here, to have that chance, the opportunity to be the last team standing, so to speak. And the Cedar Rapids Xavier group has had a long, hard road this year, and they put themselves in the position with a great finish to the end of the regular season, and they've played their best basketball coming down the stretch, and they're hoping for 32 more minutes of good quality basketball here tonight.
Well, you take a look at these two teams, and they're kind of a in one aspect, mirror images of one another. In the fact, they both kind of took the same road to get here. Not gaudy records coming in. SBL at 17-9, and for Xavier, 15-11. But they both follow the same path. They both play in predominantly 4A conferences. Sergeant Bluff Luton out of the Missouri River Conference. That was won by Sioux City East over there. Sergeant Bluff Luton came in second in that particular league. Or I should say, I beg your pardon, they finished fourth in that particular league this year, did Sergeant Bluff Luton. But some very close losses to Sioux City West. They lost twice to Sioux City East by one and by two, and Sioux City East beat Kennedy today in the consolation final by 2 points. Also lost to a very good top 10 Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln team once in overtime. So they've been through the wars as far as playing up. Same thing with Cedar Rapids Xavier. Of course, the Saints finishing second in the Mississippi division of the MVC behind Iowa City West, and they'll be looking for a state championship coming up later. So both these teams have played up throughout the year, getting them ready to make the stretch run.
Yeah, and that makes a ton of difference. You know, you come through those leagues, and you're not going to have the shiny record necessarily, but every single night out, you're tested. Every single night, you're pushed. And then and usually it's a little bit more physical play that happens in the 4A than it does in the 3As and the 2As throughout the season. So you're used to playing through that aspect about it as well, too. So that competition has paid off for both these clubs as you went. Usually we like to see I shouldn't say necessarily like to see, but we see Helan is the team that comes from out of there in the 3A that comes from that direction. And this Sergeant Bluff Luton team has been able to get by them and get out here. And I think they surprised some people when they beat Pella in that first game. Everybody thought Pella had a really good basketball team. They got by them. They got by the semifinals, and they're playing here in the final night.
Well, they got by Helan, too, for the first time in the sub-state final. Beat them by two, come from behind fashion, 53-51. In fact, their trip to the state tournament has been chocked full of rated teams. They beat Spirit Lake in the district final, 59-34. They really trounced a good Spirit Lake team that was in the top 10. Beat another top 10, Sioux City Helan, to get here, 53-51. Beat Pella, 66-55 in the first round, and then took care of number one West Delaware, 72-59 on Thursday night. So this is a battle-tested Sergeant Bluff-Luton team. And you mentioned as far as Xavier playing physical, stepping up a little bit. Boy, did they do that in that semifinal win against Waverly Shellrock. As that was Brad Jones and I doing that game, that was not a game for the faint of heart, because both teams are battling in there in that one. By the way, Waverly Shellrock beat West Delaware in the consolation game earlier this afternoon. But Xavier did a great job kind of neutralizing Austin Fife in that particular ball game, and Matt Mims has really made his presence known as far as being one of the people to look at, not only this year, but especially in his senior season next year. He's had a tremendous state tournament.
He has. He's played very, very well. He's the one that keeps him going. And talking in the pregame to Coach Lersman a little bit, he first person he mentioned for them was Mims and his steady play, his leadership, his decision-making, understanding as a true point guard. You know, Coach Lersman said, you know, he said he's not going to go off for 30 points. He said but he'll get 20 when we need it, and he gets everybody else involved, and he just understands time, place, game, what's on the line, what you need to do to take that next step. And he was very complimentary of Mims and how he's played in the tournament coming along here. And he had a huge three. I was listening to you and Brad the other night on the drive back from Davenport, and he had a huge three in that overtime that put him up one. And, you know, those are big shots. Those are money shots and big situations. We saw that Waverly team earlier in the year against the Linmar team, and they looked really, really good that night. So the Xavier, they had a quality victory right there getting that win.
Yes, they did, as the Saints come back out in the court here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we get closer and closer to the tip-off of this one, the 3A state championship, as Xavier takes on Sergeant Bluff Luton. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again here tonight. And a big thanks to Dan Hillers across the way over there on the Xavier bench. Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out. Check them out online, firstfedcu.com. Rates as low as 1.99% APR. We do appreciate all their help, as well as all our great boosters of high school basketball right here on KGYM. This Sergeant Bluff Luton team, they are led by a guard as well, Chris Kroll, who's had a terrific state tournament. He's averaging over 17 points a game, has 52 threes on the year for Sergeant Bluff Luton. And this is a Sergeant Bluff Luton team that likes to shoot it from three-point land. They've got three guys that can light it up with Chris Kroll, Connor Groves, who has 70 on the year, and then also Keegan Savory. It's not a real big team. They do feature a Jackson Wright on the inside, a 6'5". Other than that, it's a couple of 6'1s, a 6'2", and a 5'11". So Xavier might have a chance to maybe utilize a Jackson Jones inside, say, tonight. Going to be interesting to see what the strategy is for both of these teams.
Yeah, it will. As you go forward, you know, the 6'5 Jackson Wright for Sergeant Bluff, they like to get him on the block, they said, if they can isolate him. He likes to back people down and then finish over the top of his left shoulder. Xavier's obviously got that in their scout. They're used to playing big kids. They had to do it the other night against Waverly Shellrock. So if they can neutralize that in the interior, but they really got to keep Kroll under control out there. As you said, he's leading scorer, 17 points a game, a little over 17 points a game. Shoots the ball very well, very athletic. He can go to the rim. He can shoot from the perimeter. He can do all kinds of stuff. And there's sophomore Groves out there. He's going to have somebody with him all the time. And I think we're probably going to see Nolan Bukowski will be guarding Kroll early in the ball game. He's been their stopper. He's been kind of the unsung hero for Xavier. He's used to going up against the Devontae Lane, so to speak, and players like the Green from Cedar Falls. He's done that. So this is going to be a situation where he can step up, and hopefully for the Xavier Saints, he's going to be able to neutralize or at least slow down Kroll on the perimeter.
Well, I remember last year on Championship Saturday night, it was Jackson Jones who just took over that game against Dubuque Wallert and was the all-tournament captain, MVP of the game, and he's had a good state tournament run getting here. For Xavier, and we've said it all year, Max Deckow's got to stay out of foul trouble. He's got to stay in this game, especially with Jackson Wright. He's going to try to try to back him down and get some fouls, but not quite Austin Fife, but still a very capable inside player.
Yeah, and he's going to have to play straight up and try not to, you know, you don't want any foolish fouls along the way. If you get a foul in contact and it's a legitimate basketball play, you can live with those, but you want to eliminate any kind of foolish fouls that are away from the play or anything like that that add up over the course of the game and make you sit down instead of, you know, being out there on the floor. They need him, like you say, out there on the floor. And but, you know, they can Bryce Schulte off the bench has done pretty well in this tournament as well, too. He's been a pretty steady influence. 6'3 himself. He's got some size. Got some beef. He can match up inside with Jackson Wright off the bench for him.
And Max Johnson, too. Played a big role in that game against Waverly Shellrock, and I imagine he's going to see Jackson Wright quite a bit tonight as well and get a chance to go at him in there. Sergeant Bluff Luton and the Xavier Saints going at it. The 3A state championship game from Des Moines right here on KGYM. Going to get you ready to go with the starting lineups. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Last night, in case you missed it, the championship games in 1A and 2A. 2A, Western Christian, what's new? They won another one. They have the state record of 9 now. They won football, volleyball, girls basketball, and boys basketball so far this year for Western Christian.
That's a pretty impressive run right there.
And also Des Moines Grandview Christian got their first ever state championship last night as they knocked off Gladbrook Rhinebeck. So that is the way things have gone so far. Consolations, North Lynn, Carroll Kemper were the winners in 1A and 2A. Earlier on today, classes 3A and 4A was Waverly Shellrock beating West Delaware in class 3A in the consolation, and in class 4A it was Sioux City East beating Cedar Rapids Kennedy 58-56. That's in the consolation game earlier on today. Kennedy had a chance to win the game on a Drake Brewster three-pointer at the buzzer, but it rattled in and out. So tough break right there. We're going to get the national anthem coming up for you in just a couple of moments here from Wells Fargo Arena here in downtown Des Moines as we get ready for the 3A state championship game here on KGYM.
Our national anthem tonight will be performed by the vocal ensemble from Waterloo West, including Reuben Lynn Williams, Jabria McDonald, Jaselyn Roof, Kelton Forbes, Noah Barnett, and Randy Everdeen. Their director is James Haley. Their individual accolades include All-State speech and music recognition.
The national anthem to be performed by a group from Waterloo West, and they are being introduced right now to the floor by Don Euchre on the PA, and we will have our national anthem.
Waterloo West Fine Vocal Ensemble and our national anthem.
National anthem performed by Waterloo West folks here as the color guard will be ushering the colors off the floor here at Wells Fargo Arena as we get ready for basketball. The 3A state championship game coming up And coming your way on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Coming up, it'll be Iowa City West and 4A taking on West Des Moines Valley. We'll have that in all three of our frequencies. And that will be at around, probably 7:50, 8 o'clock, depending on the length of our game coming up here to get the night started. That'll be after Iowa State basketball. Cyclones up by 6 right now at halftime, 35-29 over the West Virginia Mountaineers. And now the color guard leaves the floor, and we are getting closer and closer to the start of this one here at Wells Fargo Arena. Xavier at 15-11, taking on Sergeant Bluff Luton at 17-9. They will have the traditional introduction of the non-starters for each team, as well as the assistant coaches, and they'll also get the starting lineups introduced for you coming up here in just a little bit. Let's go ahead and set those starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard out of the Missouri River Conference, where they finished fourth, Sergeant Bluff Luton. The Warriors making their first appearance in the boys' state basketball tournament. Now, they were here as Sergeant Bluff once, and that was back in 1940, and they lost their first-round game. So first time ever as a combined school for Sergeant Bluff Luton. It's located just south and east of the Sioux City area. For Sergeant Bluff Luton, they will go with a three-guard lineup in this one. For the Warriors, at one guard, it'll be Connor Groves, number 10. He is a 5'11 sophomore, terrific standstill three-point shooter, averaging 11.3 points a game and shooting 40% from beyond the arc. Also in a guard, it'll be Chris Kroll. He is the leading scorer, 6'1 and a senior at 17.1 points per ball game. He is has made 52 threes on the year. Also at a guard for Sergeant Bluff Luton, it'll be Keegan Savory. And a Savory with 34 threes on the year, averaging 8.9 points a game. He is a 6'1 senior. The forwards will be Ty Bockelman, 6'2 and a junior, averaging 4 points and 3 boards a game. And in the middle, it'll be Jackson Wright, the center, 6'5 senior, second on the team in scoring, tops in rebounding, 13.5 points and 8 rebounds a game. And the head coach for Sergeant Bluff Luton, a graduate of Northwestern College in Orange City, is Adam Vandershoff, 157 and 116 in his career. Now for the home team, the Xavier Saints, out of the Mississippi Valley Conference, Mississippi Division, where they finished second behind Iowa City West. For Xavier, their usual starting lineup, Nolan Bukowski at a forward, 6'2 and a senior, averaging 9.5 points a game, 36 made threes on the year for Bukowski. Also, at a forward, it'll be number 14, Jackson Jones. Jones, a 6'6 junior. He was all-tournament a year ago, averaging 11.6 points and 3 boards a game. The center will be Max Tekau, 6'7 and a senior, and Tekau at 12.3 points and 9 boards a game. Got in a little foul trouble in the Waverly-Shell Rock game. He'll need to stay in there tonight. The guards will be Matt Mims at the point, 6 feet even and a junior, and he's had a terrific state tournament, 15.2 points, 3.6 rebounds, 5 assists, and a couple steals a game to go along with 36 made threes in the year. And the other guard will be number 22, Quinn Schulte, the 6'1 sophomore. Schulte at 4 points a game. Head coach for the Xavier Saints, Slagle of Bancroft, and Jaron Ray out of Lake Park, Iowa. Xavier and their home whites with the navy blue numbers and letters. Xavier across the front and the white with the kind of grayish tint to the shorts, and Sergeant Bluff Luton in their traveling black uniforms with the white numbers, the white letters, cursive Warriors across the front, trim in orange, and the white and orange striping. And they're going to have the Scholar Athlete Award winner coming up here, and that will be in just a moment. And find out who is going to be the winner of that one. And I've seen that young man before, Phil. He's not only a pretty good basketball player, he's a very good scholar as well, Mr. Austin Fife.
Yes, he is. He's an excellent basketball player, as witness what he's done down here in the state tournament. But future Panther, Northern Iowa, they got a good player there.
Yep, they do. I imagine he'll be first-team All-State and other accolades as well out of Waverly-Shell Rock High School with Austin Fife, and he'll be playing for Ben Jacobson in Northern Iowa coming up next year. And, yeah, he's going to step in there right away. and play a whole bunch.
And, you know, it's great that you can see that he takes the classroom seriously and academics seriously, too, is what we're seeing here. That's uplifting to see that sort of stuff, Scott, because a lot of times you hear a lot of the negatives that go around it, and it's great to see that somebody like him is a good student and has it all together.
Great crowd from Sergeant Bluff Lewitt behind us. It's a three-hour drive from up in the Siouxland area. And Xavier with their best crowd of the week so far. Great to see a lot of folks from Linn County and the Saint Nation coming down here today as the starting lineups are going to be introduced coming up in a moment. I'll give you the keys, Phil. Before we talk about that, one extra thing to talk about, they are going to have two TV timeouts per game, per quarter, I should say. Only three regular timeouts, but two TV timeouts a quarter. That changes your entire strategy in a big way.
Yeah, it does. And Coach Lersman, he talked about that last year and how that helped them. He thought that helped them a lot last year in that Dubuque-Wallert championship game last year. And then when they won it, they only have three, but it's going to be after the five and after the three, I believe, is how they're going to do it. So after the five-minute mark, first dead ball situation, they're going to have that TV timeout, and then after the three-minute mark. So, you know, you're going to have stoppages built right in there. You think about what you want to do as far as the momentum's going. If momentum's swinging on you a little bit, you got to check the clock. Where are we at? We're going to get a stoppage pretty soon. Use that TV timeout as opposed to burning one of your own. Save them at the end of the for the end of the ball game if you at all possible.
Yeah, you really can't just throw out a 30-second timeout just to save a possession like you can during the regular season.
Oh, so you talk to your kids about that. You understand that and go forward with that and play through it. And you know, if you're Coach Lersman, it helps a little bit that some of these kids have been through it last year in that sense, so they have a little bit of understanding how that works.
Yep. Lineups being introduced right now between Sergeant Bluff, Luton, and Xavier. Again, the lineup for SBL. It'll be Bachelman, Savory, Wright, Kroll, and Groves. And for the Xavier Saints, they will come out with Butkowski, Jones, Tekau, Mims, and Schulte. As Xavier trying to make it back-to-back, of course, taking a look at the Xavier history. The combination of Regis and LaSalle. Xavier here for the sixth time. They won the state championship in 2016. They got third in 2015. Their third straight appearance. And, of course, Cedar Rapids Regis won five state championships, 62, 79, 82, 83, and 84. So the combination of Regis, LaSalle, and Xavier looking for lucky number seven tonight.
Trying to punch that in there. And, of course, you talked about, Scott, how that, you know, Western Christian Hall is at nine. Is that what it was? They got the state record. And they're not too far behind here if they could get that with that combination. And they want to keep this going. I know that Coach Lersman coming in here, and he's got the Division I pedigree where he's played for Dr. Tom, and he's got some of those same philosophies going forward and how you treat games like this. And you got to do what you do your best, and you got to understand what they're doing. But there's not been a whole lot of physical prep for this basketball game just because of the quick turnaround. So you're going to have to rely more mentally. Try to keep your kids locked in on a few keys. Recognize them while they're happening on the court, because you haven't had a whole lot of time to go through it live in practice situations.
Well, in this situation, you worry more about what you're going to do. You have a walkthrough today. That was about it.
And you want to be cognizant of their legs. You don't want to be burning them too much there because of playing on this bigger court as well.
And it's going to be a loud Sergeant Bluff Luton section behind us. Jackson Wright tipping it up against Max Tekau. 3A state championship. Xavier going for back-to-back, and SBL wins the tip. And we're underway as it'll be bringing it up. Connor Groves. Matt Mims will pick him up man-to-man defensively for the Xavier Saints. Kroll over to the left side. Circles out front. Lays it over for Savory in the right corner. Kroll, he's the team leader. Goes in with the left hand and scores. Turn the corner and Quinn Schulte, and it's 2-0 Sergeant Bluff Loop.
Yeah, they got it switched out there. Bukowski started on him, but he in a switch, he got on Schulte, and nobody there to help for Xavier.
It was a low-scoring affair last year. We'll see what will happen this year. Sergeant Bluff Luton will come out man-to-man. Mims drives, Quinn Schulte to Jones in the corner. Three ball up good. He picks up where he left off in last year's championship.
That's his favorite spot, Scott, down in those corners shooting threes.
Jackson Jones coming in with 53 made threes of the year, and it's 3-2 Saints. Savory in front court. Up front, Bachelman gets it over now to Kroll. Coming off the screen, Groves. Mims on him. Stop and go dribble. Takes it over in the right corner now to Savory. Right posting up, guarded by Tekau. They haven't been able to get him a touch as of yet. Bachelman to be picked up by Quinn Schulte. Right touches it for the first time. Gets it to Kroll. Crossover dribble. Drives left baseline. They're going to get a quick foul on Bukowski. Now, I've seen this crew twice at the state tournament. They've got quick whistles usually.
Anytime if a hand goes out, they're going to call it. And they said that's what Bukowski did. I don't know if he got his hand on him, maybe just the forearm into him as he was trying to drive baseline.
In fact, the game with the most fouls in this tournament this week was with this crew. And that might not be great for Xavier. We shall see. Both these teams play a lot of 4As. Kroll up top with a couple jab steps. Trying to use the high ball screen from Savory. They play catch with it. Savory bounce inside. Right, posting up on the left block. Turns, goes up against Tekau. Had a block. Good defense by Max Tekau, who stayed down.
And he kept his hands straight up. He didn't bring him in.
Nice pass underneath to Tekau. Missed it, though. Got a little too far underneath. Oh, and there's a collision in front of us. And a foul going to be called, a block on Matt Mims.
They're going to say that everybody looking around, looking which way it was going to go. It was one of those bang-bang calls out there. Coach Lersman didn't like it. He thinks there was an elbow thrown.
I think it was the right call, though.
I do, too, Scott. I think it looked pretty legit.
I mean, it was right in front of us here at courtside. Sergeant Bluff Luton going to the bucket to our left here. Xavier in the man-to-man. Savory picked up by Jones. Right now in the high post. Holds it way out beyond the three-point arc. Here's Groves. Quick turnaround three. Missed it badly, and Bukowski rebounds it for Xavier. Outlet pass. Here comes Mims into the front court. Up the far boards. Mims, stop and go dribble. Tried to shovel it inside to Tekau and had it stolen.
Kroll there defensively picked that pass off.
Kroll ahead to Groves. Drives on Schulte. Lost it out of bounds. And they're going to say it hit Quinn's leg. And immediately Sergeant Bluff Luton to the bench. Sam DeMoss will come in. He is a 6'1 sophomore, averaging 3 points off the bench.
Comes in for Bachelman. Schulte that time did a nice job staying down, not extending, drawing the foul, keeping his feet moving laterally to keep the ball in front of him.
Bounce inside to right. Right turns. Goes up with a leaner. Left it short off the glass. Rebound Bukowski. Almost got tangled up with Jackson Wright. And he'll hand it off to Mims. Mims in the front court to Nolan. They play catch with it. 5:27 to play opening quarter of the 3A state championship. Sophomore Quinn Schulte goes between the legs out front. Groves playing off of him. Mims had a stolen away by Kroll. Kroll one-on-one with Schulte and gets the layup.
Quick hands that time. That's his. He's disrupted two possessions now for Xavier.
Mims can't show him the ball like that again. 4-3.
He's going to be digging at it.
5 minutes to play, so we'll have a media timeout coming up after this. Next dead ball. Mims coming off the screen over to Jones. Right wing for three. He rang it up for Jackson Jones. It's 2-for-2.
And he went heading the other way as soon as he pulled the trigger on that one. Nice and loose. He's playing loose out there, Scott.
That's kind of his own personal playground out here.
Yeah, I tell you, a lot of times kids tighten up in this situation, not him.
Savory on the drive, cut off by Jones to right now, left free throw line extended. Brings it back up top against Tekau. Here's DeMoss, penetrates. 4:28 to play here in the opening quarter. Xavier by 2, 6-4. DeMoss by the far hash mark, right side. Holds it, turns on Bukowski. Is SBL being patient on this particular possession? Jackson Jones with all six of the points here in the early going for the Saints. Bounce up high to right. Savory looking down low. Kroll coming off the screen. Three-pointer good. And almost got fouled by Schulte.
Yeah, there was contact after the shot. A nice-looking shot. He pulled that trigger quick. Schulte just getting there late. It looked like his feet got tangled up and he fell into him.
Kroll has been absolutely outstanding in this tournament. 7-6, bounce inside. Tekau, spin move, goes up and scores on right. He's got the quickness advantage.
Strong move that time. Going to his left, and then drops that back to the middle. Finished with a nice power move at the rim.
Both teams shooting it very, very well. 3:30 to play, first quarter, 8-7 Xavier. Right, over to the left side, they isolate him there. Circles into the lane, tries to go back door, stolen away by Butkowski. Turnover number one on Sergeant Bluff Luton to the trailer. Mims, pull up for three, and he hits.
Yeah, and that step down, he got a chance to step into it. As you said, B, he was the trailer trailing that. Butkowski timed that pass perfectly for a good assist.
Biggest lead, 11-7, losing it. Groves in the floor, plucked out of there by Butkowski, picked up by DeMoss, and his high-arching three is good.
It looked like a scramble situation, and he winds up briefly open for the smallest amount of time, knocks it down.
Only his sixth three of the year, but a big one here. Here's Tekau, 15-footer, left it way short from the left elbow, and the rebound out there to Groves. Sergeant Bluff Luton, down one, looking for the lead. Savory in the standing dribble out front, right of the circle. Ball tipped away, stolen. Mims comes away with a steal. Mims all the way, and then lost it, and going to get a travel call.
Yeah, he's trying to bring it up, dump it off at the last moment. Lost control of it, ball slipped out.
We're going to get immediate timeout. 2:36 to play here in the opening.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls basketball team fell in the Class 4A state semifinals 58-49 to eventual champion North Scott last Friday in Des Moines. The Saints finished the season with a mark of 18-7. Senior Lexi Noonan led Xavier with 20 points and was named to the Class 4A all-tournament team. Congratulations to Coach Tom Lilly and the Saints on a great season. The Xavier wrestling team sent three wrestlers to the state tournament in Des Moines. Josh Gerke lost his first round match to the number two rated wrestler, but then came back to finish third at 145 pounds. The Xavier bowling teams had individual qualifiers at the state bowling meet in Des Moines last week. Jacob Fulton rolled a 348 series on the boys' side, while Tanya Zog had a 314 series for the Saints.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Well, a hot start for both teams. Xavier, 67% from the field, 4 for 6. Sergeant Bluff Luton, 57%, 4 for 7. Xavier, 3 for 3 from beyond the arc. SBL, 2 for 3 beyond the arc. And maybe we're not going to see a lower scoring game so far in this one.
Well, I tell you, they're going up and down, and they're feeling it. Catching and shooting, those shooters out there, they're not afraid. They're not nervous. That's for sure in the early part of this ball game.
It'll be Sergeant Bluff Luton basketball. And Xavier's going to throw on some full court pressure here. As the Saints, with their starting five still intact, in same five out there for Sergeant Bluff Luton. Kroll in the front court, Quinn Schulte backing up on him. Kroll, whip pass inside, right posting up, turns, fakes, goes up, and scores. It'll count the foul.
Well, they got that time Jackson Wright, all six five of them rolling towards the basket down the lane area. He gets that body in motion, it's hard to stop.
And we're going
to
have another timeout. I knew this would happen. This is the silliness of this.
Well, they didn't have it. They got past that five-minute mark, Scott, and they just kept rolling with it. Now all of a sudden, you get two back-to-back timeouts.
So you play 5 seconds or so, and you get another timeout. We'll keep it here for this one with Sergeant Bluff Luton out in front, 12-11, and Jackson Wright. That was the best he has looked inside right there on that little turnaround.
Yeah, he's able to, like, all his momentum going that way, and he drew the foul in there on Tekau. And Tekau, that's what we don't want. The Xavier fans don't want to see that happen. You want to keep Tekau out of foul trouble. Keep him on the floor.
Play 10 seconds. I was corrected. I knew JJ would put that out. As it's 12-11, Sergeant Bluff Luton on top. And for Sergeant Bluff Luton, pretty simple here. It's an outside-inside game, either with Groves or Kroll and Wright.
And the Saints are going to have to be aware of those at all times, especially in transition, it looks like. Those Sergeant Bluff Luton guards, they get down the floor. They're not going to be afraid to shoot the ball quick. So Xavier's going to have to get back, match up right away out of transition.
Now, it also, with all these stoppages, it messes up your substitution pattern, too. You can go with guys, your starters, a lot more than you're used to.
Yeah, you can. They're going to get those bright, eight throughout the ball game before you even have coaches call anything. And each coach gets three timeouts. So you could have 14 timeouts throughout the course of a game just in between the coaches and the media.
All right, we're going to get back to action here. And it'll be Jackson Wright on the line to try to cap off the three-point opportunity here to give the Warriors a two-point lead. Wright on the year, 68% from the line. Puts it up and short, no. And the rebound out of there to Jones. And that was like a timeout by Xavier there to ice the shooter.
Yeah, it made him think about it a little bit.
2:12 to play here in the opening quarter. Mims angles right off the high screen, drops it inside. Tekau posting up. Tekau spins, got cut off by Wright. Gets it back now to Jackson Jones. Sets the screen for Mims. Cross-court pass down to Schulte. Schulte goes baseline, drives in. Contact, blocking foul on Kroll. First foul on Sergeant Bluff Luton. And it will go against the 6'1 senior.
Schulte going to his left that time, coming down. I think the Sergeant and Bluff Luton fans behind us thought maybe they were going to have a charge call, but he was sliding probably a little bit at the end.
They tried to bounce it inside, and Schulte had it tied up. It's going to stay with Xavier. As Groves is starting to come away with it, two sophomores battling it out in there.
I tell you, Sergeant Bluff Luton, they play those passing lanes pretty well. They close them down. You think you have a area to make that pass or a passing lane, and all of a sudden they get there pretty quick.
Saints inbound in front court, under two to play here in corner number one. Bukowski to Jones. In the corner, puts it on the floor, drives on Savory, cut off and traveled with it. That's already four turnovers on the Saints.
Unlike the Xavier Saints, this stretch, they're good basketball. They haven't turned the ball over very much.
Minute 48 to play. A little man pressure put on. Kroll going to be harassed by Quinn Schulte here a little bit. And he'll bring it up into the offense. Savory outside the arc left side. Two-man game. They bounce it down low to Wright. He has to go out and get it. Now Wright going to put it on the floor. Going to back his way in. Gets it back to Savory now. Bounce to the corner to DeMoss. He'll lob it inside. Wright posting up. Goes up to the leaner. Blocked by Tekau.
Again, he does a good job going straight up, not bringing those arms down.
Mims to the trailer, Schulte. Bukowski driving baseline. Goes underneath the Tekau, lays it in. Nice assist for Nolan Bukowski.
It was, but it was a good catch by Tekau. He had to reach down low. His momentum's going to the basket. He has to catch that ball below his knees and then bring it up and finish.
13-12, Kroll in the dribble drive. Angles left with it. Brings it outside to DeMoss. A little shake and bake move. Gives it up to Savory now. Behind the ball screen set by Wright. Got doubled for a moment. Now he bounces inside. A little pick and roll. Back it comes to Wright. Need to get rid of it. Does. Here's a high arching shot. Going to be way short by DeMoss. Back tap picked up by Matt Mims. Mims tried to go inside. The ball was tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Xavier.
Now I think the Sergeant Bluff Luton thought they were going to go the other way, but
Bryce Schulte makes his first appearance into the game, the 6'3 senior. And coming in for Sergeant Bluff Luton now, Bachelman will come in. And also in will be 22 Cole Sulker. He is a 6'2 senior, averaging a couple points off the bench.
Xavier with a 1-4 out of bounds set that's become very popular with a lot of teams right now.
Schulte to Bukowski, circles in the lane, leaves it for Quinn. Quinn on the drive, jump stop, back to Bukowski. Good pass, open three, no, too strong. And a rebound to Bachelman.
They got a look.
They did. They didn't go for one, but they got a good shot at
it.
14 seconds to play, and Sergeant Bluff Luton will go for the last shot of the first quarter, down one. Kroll on the clear out. Turns down a shot, over to Savory. Drive and a kick far side. Back it comes. Kroll off the dribble. Rises for three. No good at the horn. We're through one of the 3A state championship. It's Cedar Rapids Xavier 13, Sergeant Bluff Luton 12, and we'll come back to Des Moines with the second quarter. After this one-minute timeout, you're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball from KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. First quarter stats. Right now, Xavier shooting 63%. They're 5 out of 8. 75% from beyond the arc. And Sergeant Bluff Luton, 5 of 11, 46%. 2 for 4, 50% from three-point range. Sergeant Bluff Luton has shot the only free throw, and they missed it so far in the ballgame. Good first quarter for both teams.
It has. It was a good, fun quarter. The Xavier with a few more turnovers than what you would expect out of them with four, but maybe a little bit of that was just early nerves for the Saints.
Inbound, Savory will bounce it into Kroll. Salker will stay in there, right, and Bachelman for Sergeant Bluff Luton. And we'll check the Xavier lineup in a moment. Step back three, Savory going to be short. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Pekowski. And they may have missed that one.
Well, Bachelman was going for it right there, too. He and Bukowski both. Bachelman was one that looked like his momentum was going out of bounds. That's why it kind of looked like it should be Xavier's ball.
Kroll to inbound. He'll lob it to right. Right goes up with the leaner off the glass and scores. Left side of the lane. Nice little out of bounds play.
It was a good look. They isolated the big guy, and they got him the ball where he could score.
14-13 lead for Sergeant Bluff Luton. Tuckow got to get ready to come back in for Xavier. Pass to the wing, almost stolen away by Kroll on the overplay. Mims splits a double team, leaves it for Schulte. Went a block from behind. Loose picked up by Bukowski. He'll go off the glass and score. Tough angle from about 10 feet out and left of the lane.
It was to use the backboard there. It looked like he was kind of in no man's land, but he had the nice touch to get the finish.
Schulte did a great job against Austin Fife on Thursday night. Now he's got Jackson Wright to take care of. Of course, Schulte going to be heading to Iowa to play football, so no problems here. Savory on the drive, takes it inside, off-balance shot, rimming no, and the rebound out of there to Jackson Jones. I tell you, Kroll is overplaying every pass.
Yeah, he is. He's shooting those lanes. He's going to try and get one, and if he gets one, he's going to run the floor and transition.
Kowski, baseline drive, Schulte back to Mims. Open three on the way, short, no good. Quinn Schulte tried to keep it alive, it's out of bounds. It'll stay with Xavier. And Tuckow will come back in for the Saints, replacing Bryce Schulte.
Schulte gave it good minutes there off the bench. Laterally, that last time defensively, the ball being driven towards the basket, he moved his feet pretty well side to side.
And back in is Groves now for Sergeant Bluff Luton. Inside, little right-hand hook, good for Tuckow off the out-of-bounds.
Coming off the bench, had a little bit of a breather, comes off, pays dividends for him.
Xavier by three, 17-14, Saints out in front. Groves now picked up by Mims. It's going to be Quinn Schulte still on Kroll. Kroll directing traffic. Goes crossover the dribble, takes the left free throw line, backs his way in, drives around Schulte, but left the layup short. And Bukowski, another board.
That's five for him in the first half here.
Mims on the drive all the way in, changes hands going up, and then a foul over the back, and that's two on Tuckow.
And those are the kind you don't want. We talked about in the pregame about avoiding fouls that are just kind of unnecessary. That one, he clearly had possession of the ball. Just get away from him, get down the floor in defensive transition.
DeMoss back in, and now Max Johnson will bang around with Jackson Wright for a while. And Max Johnson, the 6'3", all-conference lineman in football. and a senior. Kroll will ring it up. They're going to go 1-4 clear out for him. He'll dump it inside right, posting up on Johnson. Turns, puts it off the glass, and got the roll.
A good rotation on that little half hook. Johnson kept him in front, walled him off pretty good with his chest, but right, athletic enough to finish.
17-16, Mims out top. Works it right in front of us to Bukowski. Circles around the high ball screen. Ooh, dangerous cross-court pass. Schulte drives baseline. Quinn hands it back to Nolan. Nolan on the drive, pull up high arching, 15-footer way short. Tried to get his own rebound, did, puts it up, and can't get the roll. Johnson coming out of nowhere, gets the rebound. Now it's loose, picked up by Sergeant Bluff Luton.
All over, all bodies all over on that one.
Kroll going up with a flying wiener, no good. Back tapped out to Savory, though, and the Warriors will keep possession. 5 minutes to play here in the first half, 17-16 Savior. Connor Groves over to Savory, outside the arc, left side. Right in the high post, top of the key. Leads it forward, Keegan Savory. Jackson Jones on him. Sergeant Bluff Luton working the perimeter. Here's a deep three, no good, and Bukowski is sixth rebound.
He's doing the job on the defensive boards.
Kroll just decided to launch a deep one over Mims that time. Mims stop and go move, drives in, back to Jones. Top of the key, three-pointer, and he hits again.
And dribble penetration, and Mims knew exactly where Jones was going to be off that dribble drive. And great, beautiful assist for his teammate.
2016 in favor of Xavier. 4:14 to play here in the first half. They dump it inside right, way up high, left in the lane. He'll go a little right-hand turnaround and got a friendly roll.
He's able to work inside. They're not doubling on him right now. They're playing straight up on him and letting their post players try to slow him down.
Schulte is going to get ready to come in. Bryce. Over the halfway mark, second quarter. Sergeant Bluff Luton's going to go zone here now.
Yeah, we're gonna probably see a...
No, they're going man. They just showed a little 2-3.
Next dead ball, we're going to probably get an immediate timeout as well.
And we're going to get a couple of them back-to-back again. They haven't had many whistles at all. Four team fouls on Xavier and only one on Sergeant Bluff Luton here so far. Johnson, right back to Mims. Matt penetrates left in the lane, stop and go move. Leaves it for Johnson. His little 10-footer banked home. Hey, any way you can do it, right?
You make use of that backboard inside. He was wide open. I'm glad he had the confidence to knock it down.
Max is kind of half smiling on the way down, but they'll take it. 22-18. Spinning out front, Kroll, hand back from right. He'll take a left baseline, turns the corner, drives in, and before the shot, a foul going to be called on Xavier.
Saw the quickness out of him right there that time. Boy, he accelerated past the Xavier defenders along the baseline.
Quinn Schulte is going to get the foul. And that'll be his first 15th foul. We're going to get a timeout. 22-18, Xavier on top. 3:03 to play here in the first half. Back in a minute, you're listening to State Tournament Basketball from KGYM.
Rebound comes out to Hooley for the win. 1.6 left.
Minute and a half to go. Selden drives the lane, circling. Puts up a desperation shot and rolls in.
Good from just outside the free throw line with 2.5 to go. Oh, my goodness.
They are ready. We are ready for the greatest rivalry in college basketball.
What a game and what a scene tonight. There was a lot of hype, and it's lived up to the hype.
Westbrook for the win! Yes!
Yes! Oh, unbelievable!
Let's it go!
College basketball on ESPN Radio.
3:03 remaining here in the first half, and Xavier on top of Sergeant Bluff Luton, 22-18, as they're panning the Xavier crowd over on the far side right now. Xavier shooting 53% still. Jackson Jones, so far in the ballgame, 3-for-3 from beyond the arc.
But I tell you, he's ice cold out there. He's not afraid to shoot the basketball. Great looking jump shot when he catches it in rhythm. If you're Sergeant Bluff Luton, you got to be talking about, hey, why do we leave him? Let's just stay with him at all times and not let him catch and shoot.
It'll be Sergeant Bluff Loot ball out of bounds. Now, again, we're going to play about 10 seconds and have another stoppage of play here. They'll inbound to right up top, and he's been a handful. Back to the corner, Saber drives around Jones. Stop and go move inside. Head fake and scores.
Yeah, going to his left. They've been able to turn the corner on Xavier on the baseline. Sergeant Bluff has.
22-20, St. Lee. Saints with the basketball. Jones in front court against the man-to-man. Bukowski, right wing. Way outside to Mims. Gets the free throw line. Just above it to Schulte. Going to be Savory now picking up Jackson Jones. Bukowski, he'll rise with the 17-footer. Too strong. And the rebound to Groves. It was all by his lonesome there for Sergeant Bluff Luton.
Xavier back in the half court man-to-man.
Been that way the whole time. Ryan Lersman said we might see some zone.
Said he'd pick and choose his moments with the zone. Haven't seen it yet.
Cross-court pass. Savory puts it on the floor. Dives on Jones. Lost his footing, but it flipped it over now to Jackson Wright. SBL with the ball. Kroll on the dribble drive. Goes over the right-hand leaner. High archer, no, and another Bukowski rebound.
And he is getting to the ball quicker than anybody else. And Sergeant Bluff Luton's not even close to it.
Bullet pass. Quint Schulte on the drive. Goes over the left hand. Too strong off the glass. Rebounded by Wright. Warriors can tie or take the lead. Lead pass to Kroll. Goes crossover on the drive against Schulte and led it home.
He is a tough guard out there. He shot fake to the hole. Got quick first step.
22-22. And the Warrior crowd behind us is up in unison. Bukowski circling left to Bryce Schulte, top of the key. Holds it, hands it back to Jackson Jones. Maybe run something here for Jones. We'll see. Mims, little crossover. Pull up, 17-footer. No good, short. Back tap by Bryce Schulte. Mims gets it. Drives around right. Got the left-hand layup.
Able to get through the tall tree, so to speak, inside. And able to get it up with that left hand.
Five for Matthew Mims. And Xavier back up to 24-22. A minute to play here in the first half. Crawl will hold it out front. Long time to hold it for one here.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they do, too.
Groves goes behind the back with a dribble. Groves frees himself, goes crossover. Up top to Savory, behind the screen, three-pointer good.
They are not afraid to shoot the three ball.
25-24, Sergeant Bluff Luton by a point. 36 seconds to play, and now I think Xavier will go for the last shot.
Coach Lersman's trying to get their attention. Sometimes it's hard to hear. Yeah, he got Matt Mims look back, got the call from Coach Lersman.
And Xavier will get the ball first to start the second half. Mims out front, 16 seconds, just ball handling in the center circle. Going to go with about 10, and here they go. Mims comes off the high screen. Mims behind the back with a dribble, driving a kick. Bukowski, three-pointer, good from the right corner for Nolan, who's had a big half. Inbound Grove shot blocked by Mims at the horn.
Beautiful execution down the stretch by Xavier to get that last second shot.
We are at halftime in the 3A state championship. And the score at the break, Cedar Rapids Xavier 27, Sergeant Bluff Luton 25. We'll come back, talk halftime with you. After this two-minute break, you're listening to the 3A state championship right here on KGYM.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Oh, I'm ready. Ready as anybody can.
I'm Beth. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. Ready for the unpredictable workday, bad weather, a sudden fire, or a rush of customers. Cintas is your source for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Will you be ready today? Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready for you. Hope you're ready for me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If
your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of our free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
Back with you here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament here in Des Moines. And they're going to have, coming up here at halftime, the Iowa High School Athletic Association Players Hall of Fame and the Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame. And some great, great players are going to be going in to this Hall of Fame coming up. And I know one I don't believe is going to be able to make it tonight. And that is Brooks McCowan, who's coaching his Upper Iowa team in the National Division II tournament.
A good reason to miss then, doesn't he?
Yeah, for Upper Iowa. And we'll get the coaches, all the names coming up in a moment, but we look over there, and it's great to see our good friend Don Showalter over there. He's going to go into the Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame here, and well-deserving, the former Mid-Prairie and City High coach, now with USA Basketball.
And good. He's on the road a lot too, in my understanding, and he's all over the country doing things with them. And so, yeah, it is good to see him get back here. And it's always sad to see somebody like that leave the high school ranks here in the state of Iowa. But you know, he's done a lot of good things for so many kids throughout the year. This is a well-deserved honor for him.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about that. As some great coaches will be going in to the Hall of Fame. Well, you want a good, well-played game for your state championship. And, boy, we had a well-played first half.
It was. It was up and down. There wasn't a whole lot of stoppages in play. Pretty clean. There wasn't a whole lot of fouls called. Like, as you said, we'll go over those stats in a little bit or talk about them. But it's fun. People hitting shots as well out there, and a lot of good ball movement. So we're in for a good second half if it's anything like the first one.
Got the official stats coming up here in just a moment. As we can tell you about the Hall of Famers here, the coach is going in right now. Jim Stewart was at Fredericksburg for many, many years. Brad Bjorkren from Urbandale. You ran into Brad many times, I'm sure.
Good guy. Great guy. Worked with him on different occasions, and he's just as good as a coach he was, he's as good as a human being as well.
Tom Betts of Sioux City Healing, who just retired in the last couple years. Don Showalter, going to go into the Hall of Fame as well. And then Jim Eakoff, who retired after the state championship from Western Christian last year. And great to see Show out there. And
Coach Western Christian out there, they just kind of picked up right where he left off.
Good to see Don out there getting an award. Then the players that are going to be honored tonight, Jason Huff from Don Bosco, Chris Danner from Johnston, one of those two great guards that they had in Johnston when they were a 3A school. Yeah, they were a 3A school at one point, Johnston was. Brandon Woodstra from Unity Christian, Rob Campman, the big man from Forest City, and then, of course, Adam Spanich, the former Cedar Rapids Regis Royal, who went on to USC. Great to see Adam getting into the Hall of Fame. Carlton Reed of Waterloo East, Adam Holuska of Carroll, and then Brooks McCowan. And the players are going to be introduced right now here. So you can win a few games with these guys.
That'd be a good group to get put on the floor, wouldn't it?
Probably still could win a few games with these guys.
But I tell you, Scott, you know, you talked about Johnson, you know, when they were 3A. That's back when we were kind of bouncing back and forth in 3A at Prairie. And then it makes you think about Adam Spanish, all the games he played. We went head-to-head with him a lot of times. Boy, he could score. He was a shooter. He had just, what did he have one game when he was at Southern California?
He had a 40-plusser against Oregon, I believe it was.
Yeah, it was unbelievable what he did out there. He was a very, very talented young man on the offensive end of the court especially.
Chris Danner being introduced right now, and Brandon Woodstra out of Unity Christian. He 1998 and 1999 for the Knights. Always very, very good teams out there. And Rob Campman will be going into the Hall of Fame. He played for Bob Hilmer, of course, the co-head coach now at North Lynn.
Yeah, and they had a terrific year. You got to call some of their games down here in Des Moines as well, Scott.
And also have the Character Counts Coach of the Year. And they are going to be from Hinton. Yeah, Hinton football co-coaches will be going in. As the Hall of Fame being announced tomorrow night, or later tonight, I should say, in the 4A final, they will have the Administrator Awards coming up. So Rob Campman going in for Forest City, as they were a force back in the early 2000s back there.
I always remember hearing about them and seeing them out here in Des Moines. They did a lot of damage.
Imagine that Adam Spanish is going to get a pretty darn good ovation coming up here. Of course, the former Cedar Rapids Regis product, who is now living in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
He played for Coach Breitbach.
Yep.
Coach Breitbach, who's a Hall of Famer himself, Scott. Coach Breitbach.
And Adam coming out now. And former Mr. Basketball at Cedar Rapids Regis, of course. And was terrific in 1993, 94, 95. Led the MVC in rebounding three straight seasons. So Adam Spanish getting a standing ovation from the Xavier folks here.
Yeah, we got a lot of, I bet you I could find some old scouting reports on him, too.
What'd you write down for Adam?
He gave a lot of people sleepless nights, a lot of coaches sleepless nights, I remember. He had to guard him. What'd they always say, Scott? You guard him as soon as they get off the bus, because he would shoot it, and he'd shoot it deep, and he'd shoot it often.
Waterloo East with Carlton Reed, who won a Mr. Basketball as well.
I remember coaching against him, too.
UNI and the University of Iowa for Carlton. Terrific, terrific player. And led four East teams to state championship appearances, state tournament appearances.
Of course, back when Coach Steve McGraw, Hall of Fame coach as well.
Yep.
He was honored last night, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And Adam Huska going to go into the Hall of Fame right now. And, of course, Adam's local now. He's down in the Solon area.
He's a great career down at the University of Iowa as well.
Indeed. So we may hear of a few Huskas coming up soon.
They might have that basketball gene, that basketball itch.
Three kids down there in the Solon area. Adam Huska going into the Hall of Fame. And again,
the school board there at Solon.
That's right. And Brooks McCowan is going to go in as well. And also for Brooks, I think what they'll do is they'll honor him next year. He's going to go in officially this year, but they'll honor him next year unless they're in the tournament again in Division II. Of course, Brooks, the brother of John McCowan, the Kennedy coach, and son of Marty McCowan up there at Wapsie Valley. But again, he's coaching Upper Iowa right now in the tournament.
And yeah, we know all about John McCowan and what he can do coaching. He's got he had a great season down there for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and we've talked with Marty McCowan on different occasions. He's keeping it rolling up there at Wapsie as well.
Well, let's take a look at the first half statistics in this one. Scoring, first of all, for Xavier, being led by Jackson Jones in the first half with 9, all from beyond the three-point arc. Max Teckout with 6 points. He did pick up 2 fouls, though, in that first half. 5 for Matt Mims, including a three-pointer. 5 for Nolan Bukowski. He had a huge first half. And then 2 for Max Johnson. 4 Sergeant Bluff-Luton. Chris Kroll leading the way with 9. Jackson Wright right behind with eight, four field goals, and he has taken the only free throw attempt in this basketball game so far. And then five for Keegan Savory, including a three, and Sam DeMoss with a three as well for Sergeant Bluff Luton. Turnovers at halftime, only two for the Warriors and only four for Xavier in the first half. Shooting percentages for Xavier, 11 of 22 and 50% in the first half. An amazing and blistering 5 of 7 from beyond the arc and 71%. Xavier's not shot a free throw, believe it or not, in that first half of play. For Sergeant Bluff Luton in the first half, they were 11 of 23 and 48% shooting. 3 for 7 and 43% from beyond the arc. They have missed the only free throw of the game. They're 0 for 1. And we mentioned turnovers are 4-2. Right now, points in the paint. Sergeant Bluff Luton leading that 14-10. Points off turnovers. Warriors leading that 4-3. Second chance points is Xavier's 6-2. Fast break points 3-2. And the bench is 3-2 in favor of Sergeant Bluff Luton. We've been tied once and 11 lead changes in a very well-played first half. And I'll let you go over all the rebounding.
Yeah, that was a well-played first half there, Scott. And I've got a correction there, and when we get into the rebounds here, I was off a little bit, and it was, I know exactly what happened there, Scott, but Nolan Bukowski is the star of this one right now. He's got 8 rebounds in the first half of play. He's been just tremendous out there for the Xavier Saints. 2 rebounds for Jackson Jones as well as Matt Mims. 1 apiece for Max Tekau as well as Max Johnson. 3 offensive, 11 defense, a total of 14 for the Saints. For Sergeant Bluff Luton, Jackson Wright, their big fella inside, leads with 3. Kind of gross, right behind with 2. And then Ty Bockelman with 1 rebound. They have 1 dead ball rebound. 1 offensive, 6 defense, a total of 7 for Sergeant Bluff. And that's a pretty good job, Scott, when you can keep the team to 1 offensive rebound in 16 minutes of play. Saints are doing a job on the boards.
Saints lead it here at halftime by a score of 27 to 25, keeping Jackson Jones from getting another foul or two. That's going to be just huge in the second half. Jackson Wright was a handful for Xavier.
He was, and Xavier's trying to defend him without doubling. They're just saying we're going to play him straight up in the interior. With either Tekau, Johnson, or Schulte, whoever it was in that situation, just going to try and wall him off, use their size, maybe get him to step out a little bit more than he's comfortable with. But we'll see if they elect to change anything. It's kind of hard because Sergeant Bluff Luton shoots the ball so well from the perimeter. You got to be smart about it. So if you do it, you got to go quick, and then you got to have good rotation on the perimeter from your other players on any kickouts.
Xavier leading at 27-25, and Xavier will get that ball first to start the second half here as the Saints making their way back out onto the court here. Don't forget, we got Iowa City West and West Des Moines Valley waiting in the wings. Alex Kuhn will have that along with Ryan Merkin coming up for you. And that will be on all three of our frequencies, more than likely. Although the way things are going in Kansas City right now, it may be a long postgame. I have a feeling for Iowa State as they look like they're going to win the Big 12 tournament again. So I think that would put Iowa State probably a 3 or 4 seed in the tournament.
And setting themselves up well for the tournament run. Get some, I guess that when you play your best basketball at this time of year, that's when good things happen for you.
For Xavier here in the second half, not a lot of adjustments need to be made. I mean, you give Jackson Wright his props. He went inside and did some good things. And, maybe a double down every once in a while, but you leave a three-point shooter open when that happens. I think Xavier would rather have a 2 maybe than a 3.
Yeah, and that's kind of what they elected to go with in the first half there is you know, you're going to let your big guys inside try to handle him, play him straight up, not run any guard at him or try to come from the backside. Play your 3 perimeter players. And, you know, the other thing that they're going to have to make sure is Kroll. You know, he had 9 field goal attempts in the first half of play. He was 4-9 out there. you want to make sure that you try to keep him contained, because he's the one that can really go off on him out there. And so if you can have another half like that, not so bad. If you can keep him in front of you a little bit more and not let him get around you.
Halftime score, Xavier on top by 2, 27-25. We're going to take a minute break, come back for the third quarter after this. You're listening to coverage of the 2017 State Championships here on KGYM.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back at the boys' state basketball tournament here in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. Both teams going to their respective benches here as we get ready for half number two. Xavier led by one after the first quarter. They lead by two here at halftime. As the Saints looking for back-to-back state championships in Class 3A. West High and West Des Moines Valley will be coming up next for you. We'll have that on all three of our frequencies here on KGYM. Sergeant Bluff Luke coming out now with Kroll, Bachelman, Groves, Wright, and Savory. And for Xavier, it'll be Matt Mims, Quinn Schulte, Max Tekow, Jackson Jones, and Nolan Pukowski. We are ready to go. It'll be Xavier ball. And they'll inbound going into the bucket to our left here in half number two. And SPL will start things off straight up man-to-man. Both teams have been man the whole time. We're underway. Third quarter. Mims dumps it inside to Tekow. Tekow gets doubled, puts it on the floor, spin move, lost it, underneath, picks it back up, missed it on the reverse, and the rebound out of there to Kroll.
It looked like he had a chance to get a good look there at the end after a bobbled, kind of a bumbled play in there in the inside, but just too hard off the glass.
Kroll going one-on-one, turn around off the to Mims. Matt puts it on the floor. Xavier going to be patient here on this possession. As we play just about a minute here of the third quarter. Bukowski, good pass underneath the Tekow for the easy layup.
Beautiful. They caught right in between defensively for Sergeant Bluff. He didn't know whether to come and help or stay back on his man, and he was in no man land.
29-25, Schulte, good defense on Krolls. He tried to take him around the corner on the baseline. Retreats back out top. Picked up the dribble behind the screen. Groves pops for three, missed it, no, and Tekow gets the weak side rebound.
Third rebound of the ball game, second of this half for Tekow.
Xavier by four. Mims coming off the high ball screen. Pull up 12-footer, too strong. Rebound underneath, picked up by Quinn Schulte. Back to Jones, open three. Oh, missed it. First miss of the day.
And it was online, just a little bit off, just a little long.
Three for four now from the arc. Kroll to right, holds it left free throw line. Going to back his way down. Gave up the ball to Groves. Two-man game. Now they whip it over to the corner to Bachelman. Not a big shooter. He'll bounce it inside. They're right. They clear it out for him. Wright goes up with a leaner. Scores. It'll count the foul. There wasn't much there. Tekow gets his third.
There wasn't. And I really thought he played it pretty well, Scott. He was straight up from our angle. And it was Wright who really initiated the contact. And just a little bit of a shoulder dip. But he gets a chance for the three-point play. And Tekow has to go to the bench with three fouls.
Yep. Bryce Schulte will now come in. And second free throw of the night being shot here. It'll go to Jackson Wright, who had the first one. Missed that one, got this one.
And Sergeant Bluff, after the made free throw, they just get back. No sign of pressure.
29-28, and Wright has been a handful in the lane. He's got 10, or make it 11.
Xavier's still electing to play him straight up. They didn't, no double that last time either when he got it in the post.
Mims, Jones, Bukowski, all handling it this time. Bryce Schulte, top of the circle, over to little brother Quinn. Mims coming off the screen. Yo-yos the dribble, top of the circle. Brings it out against Chris Kroll. 5:37 to play here in the third. They leave Schulte wide open. Over to Mims. He'll pop for three. No good. Rebound chased down by Bockelman. And Sergeant Bluff Luton shooting for the lead right now.
Time for the Saints right now. Dig in defensively. See if he can get a stop.
Kroll a high low, and they're going to get an offensive foul on Wright for pushing off against Schulte.
Schulte played it pretty well, pretty smart. Kind of three-quartering him up the post area, and that ball went over the top. Sometimes it's an easy thing for the offensive player to do, to extend the arms to get a little space, and the official caught him that time.
Only the second foul of the game called on Sergeant Bluff Luton. Of the game.
That's amazing.
First on right. Xavier basketball with a one-point lead. Bounced to Schulte in the corner. Bryce turns, gets it. Far hash mark to Mims. Puts it on the floor. Gives it up down to Schulte. Quint Schulte, left of the circle. So we're under five to play. Jones dumps it right of the lane to Bryce. Bryce kicks it back out to Mims. Mims fakes the three, steps in. Yo-yos it back. Now he'll try the three. Up, no good. Curled out. Schulte the offensive board, though, for Xavier. Sets the screen for Mims. Stop and go move. Bryce kicks it out to Bukowski. Three-pointer going to be short. Rebound Mims underneath, and Xavier gets another crack at it.
Backside Mims on the board.
Quinn Schulte. And Xavier extending this particular possession. Mims, stop and go move all the way in and scores with the left hand.
You know, they got a couple extra chances that time by doing the work on the offensive glass, and they finally got the payoff.
31-28 Xavier, 4:12 to play. And Tekau going to get ready to come back in.
Interesting move.
Kroll, jump pass to the corner, open three, good by Xavier.
And lets everybody know going down the floor with two hands up with the three signal.
31 apiece. And just like Xavier, Sergeant Bluff Luton shooting it well for the perimeter. Here's Mims, turnaround three, going to be long. And the rebound to Xavier. Xavier to bring it up in transition. We haven't seen a lot of fast breaking in this game. A lot of half court here.
Yeah, no, everybody's elected when they've had opportunities to bring it back out and set their offense.
31-31. Mims, they get it inside. Here's Wright posting up on Schulte, puts it up and in. They're getting too low. They might have to think about doubling that post.
Yeah, they're letting him go. I think Coach Thurston's going to take a timeout.
Timeout for Xavier. They're going to get a timeout. We'll take it with them. 3:21 to play here in the third. It is Sergeant Bluff Luton 33, Xavier 31. Back in a minute. You're listening to 3A State Championship Basketball on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls basketball team fell in the Class 4A state semifinals 58-49 to eventual champion North Scott last Friday in Des Moines. The Saints finished the season with a mark of 18-7. Senior Lexi Noonan led Xavier with 20 points and was named to the Class 4A all-tournament team. Congratulations to Coach Tom Lilly and the Saints on a great season. The Xavier wrestling team sent three wrestlers to the state tournament in Des Moines. Josh Gerke lost his first round match to the number 2 rated wrestler, but then came back to finish third at 145 pounds. The Xavier bowling teams had individual qualifiers at the state bowling meet in Des Moines last week. Jacob Fulton rolled a 348 series on the boys' side, while Tanya Zog had a 314 series for the Saints.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
After the timeout, we welcome you back to Des Moines. 3:21 to play, third quarter. As Xavier down two will put it into play. And Tekau back in now with three fouls. Very interesting move by Ryan Lersman.
It is, and especially the way they've elected to play and defensively inside, let their post players play straight up. That time I may have been about as much about changing that, saying now we're going to have to double a little bit and see if we can make him kick it back out as anything else.
It'll be Xavier ball. Quinn Schulte will put it into play. Matt Mims back there with him. Nolan Bukowski, Tekau, and Jones. Maybe get something run for Jones here.
Now, the last time down, they ran a little set for Mims, letting him run off double post along the baseline, see if he could free himself up. He was open. He just didn't make the shot.
Jones in the high post. Turns on Savory. He'll back it out. Gets Quinn Schulte. Off the screen, Bukowski. He'll put up the three and got it. Great set play off the timeout.
It was, and they respond in a big way with the three to regain the lead.
Tell you, Bukowski has had a great night.
Yeah, he has. He's done a lot of good things for the Saints.
34-33, right, way out on the left side. They're going to put him right against Tekau, and he stepped out of bounds. Good defense by Max.
Yeah, he kept him in front of him that time, and thought maybe they were going to get him from dragging his pivot foot, but he hit the bin line anyway.
I'll tell you right there, you can see with Tekau in there, they're going to go to right every single time.
I think so. They want to draw that fourth on him.
Another timeout, immediate timeout with 2:52 to play here in the third, and Xavier up by one at 34-33. And we'll keep it here for this one as we'll talk it over, and Xavier going to get a pretty significant, so will Sergeant Bluff Luton. They'll both get a pretty significant break right here. They've had about 4 minutes of break and about 30 seconds of play.
That's right. So they get a chance to rest. We don't see as many bench players. You mentioned that earlier. You don't see as many of that. You don't have to go as deep into your bench here if you get to this championship game because of all these media timeouts. But, boy, I tell you, we mentioned it a little bit. Bukowski has been very, very good for the Saints tonight. 8 rebounds in the first half. Knocks down a big three right there in that last possession for them to regain the lead after the timeout. Senior stepping up, playing like you hope he does.
35% three-point shooter for Nolan Bukowski. 36 of them on the year. And it'll be Xavier to inbound. 34-33 lead for the Saints. And they'll bring it up against Sergeant Bluff Luton's man defense in the half court.
Getting ready. Yep, going to just pick him up across. One thing about Sergeant Bluff Luton defensively, they don't really get out and pressure the ball a whole lot. They're going to play more back, play straight up a little bit, try to keep the ball in front, make you make jump shots over an extended hand. They're getting their money's worth on this timeout. This is
a long
one.
Yeah, they are. 36-33, and the score is messed up, and hopefully they're going to get that taken care of. Wright posting up, Tekau down low. Turns, puts it up, no good, and Jackson Jones got the rebound. And now you still have the score wrong. Now it's there. We're getting it better. Inside, Tekau, and he adds two more to the Xavier total. Great pass, and it's 38-32, we think.
33, I believe, is what it should be.
I think it's 33.
Yeah, and it should be 38-33 on the big board here. They got now it's right. I think
there
we're all settled in.
1:45 to play here in the third. Dump inside to right, posting up. Goes up and just got the fourth on Tekau.
Yeah, he did. And he catches it right in front of the rim. Turns, little shot fake, hesitate, draws a contact.
Max wants to know what he did. And he's going to have to check out for Bryce Schulte. There wasn't a lot there. He just went straight up. And
yeah.
Wright was the one that initiated the contact.
He's done that a couple times tonight on Tekau. Tell you, he's been their bread and butter tonight, though. Wright has for Jackson Wright for Sergeant Bluff Luton. He's been catching the ball deep. They haven't even been able to get him pushed off the block area or the lane.
Wright's got 14, averaging 13.5. He's just a big body, 6'5", probably 240, 250.
Convert at the foul line that time.
38-35, lead at three, one possession game. Minute 35 to play in the third, and now it's going to be Bryce Schulte that's going to bang with him for a while.
And we are looking, not look like a 2-3 zone there, and just matched up out of it.
Quinn Schulte between the circles. Ball handling out there, now goes with the right hand, crossover. Quinn, left alone, now gets it to Mims. Kroll on him. Kroll has not scored in the second half. Mims got doubled, penetrating, and Groves comes up with the steal. Lead pass to Savory. Xavier with their fifth turnover into the post right. In the high post, turns, goes up, and traveled with it. Bryce Schulte pushed him out more than Tekau did.
Well, I was going to say, the difference that time was he caught it about 14 feet away from the basket. as opposed to catching it right on the block where he can just turn and go.
1 minute to play. Now, long time to hold it for one here for Xavier.
Yeah, I don't think they will. I think they're going to go. They're running a little weave.
50 seconds to play. High post, Jones kicks it out to Bryce Schulte. He's going to put up the high arching jumper, just short, no good. And they're going to get Quinn for going over the back.
And Sergeant Bluff-Luton doing a good job on the screen out that time. There was two of them there.
That's a good shot, though, for Bryce Schulte.
Yeah, he's wide open. He was in rhythm. Catch and shoot.
And it'll be Sergeant Bluff-Luton to bring it up. And I would imagine they're going to go for the last shot. Down three, 38-35 against Xavier. Kroll on the hand back to the sophomore Groves. Mims on him. Two-man game. Now they get it to right over in the corner. Right back and comes top of the key. Three way off the mark. No good. DeMoss going for the save and got it into Bukowski. Xavier on the run. Cross-court pass to Jones. He'll drive left baseline. Tried to shovel underneath. Picked up Bukowski high off the glass for the lay-in.
Now Bukowski saved that play because it was a missed opportunity by Jones, and he was athletic enough to get it up off the glass.
10 for Nolan. Shot no good. Jones gets a rebound. Time for Xavier. 3 seconds to play. Quinn Schulte will fly from 30 feet off the front iron. No good at the end of the third quarter. We are through three. Buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. It's Xavier 40 and Sergeant Bluff-Luton 35. And we'll come back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to the 3A State Championship on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Xavier 8 minutes away from going back-to-back. They lead it by five. It'll be Sergeant Bluff-Luton basketball as we start the fourth quarter here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Quinn Schulte, Jackson Jones, Matt Mims, Bryce Schulte, Nolan Bukowski for the Saints. And for the Warriors, it's SBL. It'll be Savory, Kroll, Groves, DeMoss, and Wright. So Bachelman on the bench. Four starters in there for Sergeant Bluff-Luton. They'll have the ball to start quarter number four. Wing pass tip. Savory comes down with it. They get it up top of the circle to right. Works it over to Savory. Trying to go back door. They find DeMoss posting up. And on Bukowski. Turns, puts it up with left hand. It scores.
Nifty little play that time. Come off the flex cut. Got himself open. Used his left hand and his body to shield himself against the bigger defender.
Back to a one possession game. Xavier up three, 40-37. Cross-court bounce now to Mims. Holds it near side hash mark. Bukowski cross-court. They reverse it over to Quinn Schulte now. Xavier can afford to be patient a little bit as they've got a three-point lead. Kroll is now on Mims. It was earlier Groves. Bukowski has been big. Little stutter dribble coming right on DeMoss. Bounces down low to Jones. Got a height advantage. Going to back his way in on Savory. Puts up the fall away. Ooh, in and out. And the rebound to right.
It looked like that one was in halfway down, and it popped out.
I like the shot selection, though.
Get him in the post. He has an advantage. Let him work.
Savory in there at only 6-1 against 6-3 Jones. And we've got a foul on Xavier.
Who'd they get?
Bryce Schulte, I think.
Holding away from the basketball that time.
Only the first on Bryce. Team foul number four. Now Xavier has 9 fouls in the game to only 2 for Sergeant Bluff-Luton.
Been a clean game in that regard out there. That's an amazing statistic.
2 fouls. Sergeant Bluff Luton down three. Kroll, stop and go dribble. Drives on Schulte. Right hand scoop shot. No, and Jones the rebound. Quick outlet to Mims in the open court. Mims will yo-yo the dribble back. Nice crossover. Drives in all the way. Goes around right and scores with the right hand.
Picking and choosing when he drives, when he penetrates that time. He knew that the defense wasn't set that time, and he took advantage of it.
42-37. Matt Mims with a big state tournament run. Schulte in there trying to bang on a right. They drop it down low to DeVos. Posting up on Bukowski. Turns, fakes, goes up, and scores again.
It's amazing how he can get that shot off on the inside. He's giving up size.
And he's not a big guy.
No, but he knows what he's doing. Nifty with his body.
6'1 sophomore. He's come off the bench with seven, averaging 2.7 a game. Bryce Schulte in the front court holds it for Xavier up by three. And Kroll right now is just holding Mims, and they're not calling it. Mims goes back door on him, hooks the pass back to Jones, left wing three, no. Rebound Xavier underneath, Quinn Schulte gets it. Big rebound. Mims on the drive, lost it going in though, loose picked up by Kroll. And then Mims going to get an accidental foul as Kroll baited him by stopping.
He stopped him. And as a the official had to call that though. I mean, the ball got knocked loose.
That'll be second on Matt Mims. And again, this is just uncanny. Foul differential.
Now it's 15 foul on Xavier. Two more, and Sergeant Bluff will be going to the free throw line in the bonus.
5:15 to play in the ball game. Kroll turns left wing. Isolated. They get it down low to right. Posting up. Goes a little right-hand hook and scores. Kind of leans in.
Yeah, he's tough. And he's just one bounce. Get himself some rhythm, some momentum. They're within 1 point.
42-41, and Mims will hold it out front. They're going to lay off of him here. Runner five to play in the game. Mims using the Jones screen up front. Mims stop and go dribble over to Quinn Schulte. They play catch with it out beyond the arc. Mims on the drive, takes it inside, left hand layup, no, left it short. Good move, just didn't finish.
Savory with the defensive board that time. Yeah, he's going to his left, the momentum carrying him that way.
Here's the three by Groves, way short, chased down by DeMoss, though. Groves wanted a foul, didn't get it, turning the corner, Savory, and he's going to score.
Yeah, he got there, he kept it alive. That DeMoss offensive rebound keeps the possession alive.
You're going to get a timeout. That's going to leave Xavier with only one. As Sergeant Bluff Luton back out in front, 43-42, as they have an 8-2 run here to start the fourth quarter. And we'll take a timeout. 4:18 to play, 43-42. Sergeant Bluff Luton back after this on KGYM.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
Back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena. And what was a 5-point Xavier lead is now a 1-point deficit with 4:18 to play. Tekau is back in now, Phil, with four fouls.
And bringing him back with 4:18. I think that timeout was as much about getting him back in the ballgame as it was anything else for Coach Lersman. And like you said, it's interesting. He only has one. You only get three because of all the media timeouts. Then what's going to happen here, Scott, is we're going to play for a few seconds. Whenever the next dead ball happens, they're going to call that other immediate timeout.
Yeah, under three. All right. Jones, Tekau, Matt Mims, Quinn Schulte, Nolan Bukowski in there. Do you know what Sergeant Bluff Luton's going to do on the offensive end?
Now they're going to get it inside to right. Keep feeding the big fella. Xavier hasn't had an answer for him.
Mims off the clear out, drives, and a reach foul finally called on Kroll.
Reach across his body with his right hand that time to poke it loose.
His second, only the team's second, only the third of the game. And it'll be ball out of bounds. They go back door to Mims, wide open, blocked from behind, and a foul on Groves. Yeah. He didn't complain, so he must have got him.
Yeah. It came from back the backside. From here, looked up top like it was the ball. He may have gone across the arm as well. Just showed the replay in the Sergeant Bluff Luton thing. Didn't like the call.
Mims on the line for two. It's up and good. First free throw of the game for Xavier.
Mims, very good free throw shooter. That's who you'd want on the free throw line.
76%. Ties it up. Trying to give Xavier the lead, and he does. Got them both. He's got 8.5, 13 in the game.
So they responded well after that timeout. Xavier did.
45-43. It should be 44-43. They got score wrong again. In the front court. They're going to try to get it to right. Up top, Savory. Kroll on the dribble drive all the way in. Had it partially blocked by Tekau. Comes right down to Kroll and lays it in.
12. Kroll, right spot, right time. And the Sergeant Bluff Luton bench is complaining. It should be 46.
It's 45-44, I think. Inside, Tekau spins, goes over the right hand and scores. He went over right that time. Tekau with a 12.
Yeah, he got a good finish in there. They like his scoring in the block.
And now it's 46. Who knows what the score is here? They'll get it figured out coming up, I would imagine.
They better, because nobody at the bench understands what it's supposed to be, Scott.
Ball tipped away out of bounds. Good overplay by Mims. And it's 47-45. And now the Sergeant Bluff Luton coach, Adam Vandershop, going to go over. And now they got it fixed where it's 46-45. And that is correct.
Yeah, and we play on.
3:14 to play. Kroll gets the inbound from Savory. DeMoss in there along with Jackson Wright. Kroll in the drive. Savory there. They get it inside to Wright. Wright on the bounce. Tekau posting up on him. Fakes. Goes up. Left it short. Rebound. Tekau. Hung tough there, didn't he?
Straight up, didn't bring those arms down, and made him shoot over the top. Holy smokes.
Mims had his pass intercepted in midair by Kroll. He'll drive in all the way and score.
He picked that one out of nowhere. He just all of a sudden went up and grabbed it with two hands. Led to the easy run out.
47-46, 2:40 to play. Xavier down one with a basketball. Schulte coming off the high ball screen, flips it over to Jones. Isolated left wing, Tekau in the high post now. 2:29 to play. Mims steps back. 15-footer all neck for Matt Mims.
Little step back that time off the bounce.
15 for Mims. 2:15 to play. Xavier by a point. 48-47. Savory bounced to right over in the corner. Way out there left. Backing his way in. Still backing his way in. Right hand hook going to be short, but DeMoss the rebound. Savory ball fake. Starts to drive on Jones. Goes back door. They get it underneath the right. Makes easy layup on the extra pass.
Yeah, that extra pass, you're right. Xavier defended it pretty well. Little back cut along the baseline. Freed him up.
We still have a media timeout coming. 1:44 to play in the game. Budkowski to Mims. One-handed catch with Kroll all over him. Schulte dumps it inside to Tekau. Left of the lane. Tekau going up against right. Spins, goes up the glass, too strong. Rebound to Moss.
Didn't have a good angle that time. He thought he liked what he had, but he was a little too far underneath the bank board that time.
And now, Sergeant Bluff Luton, I think, may play keep away.
Yeah, spread it out, four corners.
Minute 11 to play, 49-48.
Xavier's got quick enough guards, though. They could disrupt things out there.
Right with Tekau on him. Now, you don't want to get a foul right here, and timeout going to be taken by Sergeant Bluff Luton.
Yeah, it's like you say, you didn't. Your big guy has it. He can't dribble it. That's the advantage when you have your three timeouts left. You can call one when you're in trouble.
49-48, Sergeant Bluff, Luton in front. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to Des Moines after this on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. 49-48, Sergeant Bluff Luton. 62 seconds to play in the championship. And Sergeant Bluff Luton with the ball. Xavier with five team fouls, so they have one more to give before they put the Warriors on the free throw line.
And Max Teckow is out there with four fouls, personal fouls himself, too, so they got to be wary of that.
This team shoots 70%, and who to foul? Groves is 68%, Kroll 77, Bockelman on the bench right now, 73, Savory 75, Wright's good at 68, DeMoss is 67, so there's really, I don't know who to, you want to foul in this situation.
You got to pick your poison out there, but you know, a minute too is a long time to hold it for a high school team. And like Xavier's got some quickness, Bukowski and Quinn Schulte and Mims all out there. All of those guys pretty quick with their feet. Jackson Jones with the long arms. They could disrupt something and get a turnover.
It'll be Savory to inbound over on the far sideline for Sergeant Bluff Luton. With a minute two to play. Xavier going for their second straight championship. Sergeant Bluff Luton looking for their first in school history.
I think you get one of these fouls early, Scott, right away. So you're at six.
But
you want to be at six. Team fouls. And then you play some defense for a while and see if you get a turnover before you have to commit the foul to put them on the free throw line. Because a minute two is a lot of time.
Here we go. Savory in inbound. Looking. Gets it in. The Kroll in the backcourt.
Right,
1 minute to play.
I'll get one right now if I'm Schulte.
Tried to get the swipe. Kroll, yo-yoing out front.
He's going to get one.
And there it is. Yep, good strategy, Phil.
Yeah, it is. Now it puts him at six. So now you can play it. Play your defense for the steal. And when you feel comfortable, I'm sure Coach Lurie's been told him a time, when it gets to a certain time out there, that's when we're going to have to put him on the line.
Face guarded by Jackson Jones. Looking, and now we got a foul. And they got a foul on Schulte before the inbound.
Time went off the clock. He was holding right there.
Yeah, I'm not sure time should not have gone off the clock.
He's going to put Kroll at the free throw line in the one-on-one.
Kroll with that big steal a little bit ago. He's got 13. 1-1 on the way. No, missed it. Tech out of the rebound. 50 seconds to play. Now do you go for one if you're Xavier?
No, I go for your first good shot. Whatever your best play is that you think you can score on.
Mims on the drive all the way in, and he scores. He went all the way down the paint.
Nobody there, no help.
For a 50-49 timeout, Sergeant Bluff Luton with 35.9 to go. And how quickly things can change.
They certainly did. You have a 77% free throw shooter going to the line down here for Sergeant Bluff. Just a little bit short on that, and then Mims, boom, right to the rim.
Here's the deal, too. One more foul. Well, Xavier's in the bonus now. They put Sergeant Bluff Luton. Warriors have only three team fouls.
So you're Sergeant Bluff Luton. If you score and you have a lead, you tell your kids, hey, we can play this fairly aggressive out here, because each time we foul, as long as it's not an intentional or in the act of shooting, we can stop the clock, make them reset, burn a little extra time. But Sergeant Bluff Luton's got to score first to have the lead for that to happen. Otherwise, if Xavier gets a stop here and they have the lead, then Sergeant Bluff Luton is going to have to really foul in a hurry to make Xavier shoot free throws.
What a blow by Matt Mims.
He had a second gear that time going down the lane to his right.
17 for Matt Mims. Now, you got to play defense. 35.9, and I can tell you where the ball is going.
I can, too. If you're Ryan Larisman, do you say, okay, this one time we're going to double?
I'd say so.
We're going to show him something different. We haven't seen him yet. We're going to double up on the post. Max Steckow, play behind. Don't get your fifth foul. Keep him in front of you. and let's run at him and see if we can make the big guy turn it over.
35.9 seconds remaining. Everybody up in the arena right now. It will be Sergeant Bluff Luton inbound in front of their bench. And Savory will get it into Kroll. Man to man for Xavier. Matt Mims slaps the floor. They'll go 1-4, look for Kroll. Backs his way in, gets it to right, cut off by Tekau. They play catch with it. Kroll with a stutter dribble. Drives the lane, goes up with a double team. No good, rebound on the floor. They dive for it. And coming out of there with it,
who's
Xavier
it?
And a foul. Jones got it, he was fouled. The arrow would have given it to Xavier anyway.
Yeah, that's only team foul four, number four, for Sergeant Bluff.
Kroll got the foul, that is his third. Yes, team's four.
Boy, that ball was rolling around the rim, thought it was going to go in.
And they're holding, and there's a foul as Mims was fouled by Kroll, and he's got his fourth.
Now he's got to be smart. Mims has got to be smart, too. Coach Lersman's telling him right now, don't push off. Foul happened already. Mims gave an extra push. You don't want a double foul or something like that to happen.
And you got a timeout left.
Yeah.
Jackson Jones to inbound. Mims in the backcourt. They try to get it in, and they do it to Bukowski. Long lob ahead to Quinn Schulte. He's going to hold it. Gets it to Bukowski. Oh, and that was almost intentional. Savory just wrapped him up.
Savory down, holding his knee. He's limping a little. He's getting up. He's going, though.
That was real close.
You got a foul again. 12.9 seconds is all that's left in this ball game.
And Colby Laughlin will come in. He has not come in yet. 6'1 senior. They're going to bring Kroll out to save him.
They're going to foul. These other guys are going to foul right away. Hey, if I'm Sergeant Bluff Luton, I might commit the foul before it even gets inbounds. Save the time.
They'll lob it in to Jackson Jones, and he was fouled immediately by Savory. And that is team foul number seven. So they got some fouls quickly. Jones to the line. Now Sergeant Bluff with one timeout left. 81% for Jackson Jones.
Now they're going to bring back in. They're going to bring Kroll back in.
Two here would give Xavier a three-point lead. Jones on the line, one and maybe. For last year's all-tournament player. It's on the way. Up and got the roll.
Hit the front, went to the back, came back again, and got the finish.
51-49, 12 seconds left for Xavier. One more for Jones, trying to make it a full three, one possession lead, and he does. 12 seconds
to three now.
Across the timeline, Kroll, they're going to get a timeout with 8.8. Well, this takes right out of the equation now. You don't need a two. Two does you no good. Because Sergeant Bluff Luton has no timeouts left.
Yeah, so everything has to be a three right now. Otherwise, like you say, they can't. Xavier would have to end the ball because you think it's going to take longer than 3.8 seconds to score, and Xavier could just hold it out of bounds and let the clock run out.
Do you foul?
That's the age-old question. They're probably talking about that right now. You put them on the line so they have to shoot free throws instead of getting a three-point attempt. Well. It looks like Max Tekau's coming out of the ball game, Scott.
You know what? If they hold it down to about 2 seconds left, and if you got to be careful that it's not a shooting foul, though.
You don't want
that
exactly.
Is the thing. I don't think I foul in this situation.
Let them make the shot. And if you're Sergeant Bluff Luton, you would have to think that, you know, Groves is a 40% shooter. Kroll's 36. We're talking behind three-point line here. Savory shooting at 33%. Wright shoots 40% behind three-point line.
Bryce Schulte's coming in. He's going to body up against Jackson Wright down low. It'll be Savory to inbound. Now watch the give and go because he's a good three-point shooter. Here we go. 8.8 to go. Can you get it in to Kroll? Kroll on the left side. He'll rise for the three. No good. Rebound over the top. It'll be Xavier Ball with 4.5 to go. Now, I throw it on the other side.
Yeah, well, they may foul him before he even gets it thrown in bounds.
Now Max Tekau is going to come in for Schulte.
They may commit a foul before it even gets inbounded to try and save the clock. That's what they're telling him right now.
I just throw it up court.
Yeah,
get it out of this side.
Throw it deep.
Jones looking, gets it in. Bukowski makes a catch, foul with 3.8 to go by DeMoss.
Well, he makes one here, Scott. It's over.
Yep.
And it's a one-on-one yet. It's only 18 fouls.
72%. And Bukowski did a good job to get open. 3.8 to go. Nolan Bukowski, who's had a great night, can put it away for Xavier and give them their second state championship in a row. And coming in, another three-point shooter. Salker will come in.
Well, you're talking now, if you're Coach Lersman, you talk about get up the floor a little bit. If he misses this, you don't foul, but you got to be up there. I wouldn't be surprised Coach Lersman maybe take a timeout here to talk about it.
Great throw for Bukowski. 1-1. On the way, right through. Bottom of the net.
That should be it. That should do it, Scott, unless they commit a foul and they heave a three-pointer and make it.
Xavier can smell it. 53-49. Second free throw. Up and good. Bukowski got them both. And Xavier's going to win it. Kroll from half court. Up. No good. Saints go back to back. As Xavier celebrating as they score the final 6 points here in the ballgame after the missed 1-1 to win at 54-49.
And as you said, they finished strong, Scott. They were down. Seemingly, they had this ball game in control and a quick turnover going the other way. And all of a sudden, Xavier was on their heels. They turned that around, and they finished strong down the stretch. 6 final points to close this one out.
Xavier, Regis, and LaSalle, they get their 7th. And for the Xavier Saints, they get their 2nd consecutive championship. And we're going to have the presentation of the awards coming up. And this one was hard fought. A very good Sergeant Bluff Luton team.
Yeah, it was. And they left it all on the line out there, Sergeant Bluff Luton did. They competed and scrapped all the way down to the final possession. Happy bunch of Saints over there right now.
Indeed. And they'll have the all-tournament team coming up, the presentation of the team awards here. As Xavier gets the state championship. As the Saints win at 54-49, MVC is assured of at least one state championship tonight.
We might have the sweep if Iowa City West can get the victory here in the nightcap tonight.
Pictures being taken all around. And who's going to present the award to Xavier? None other than the principal, Tom Keating.
Pretty deserving, pretty fitting ending. Coach Lersman over there getting some slaps on the back and hugs.
I think we'll talk to assistant coach Brad Stovey again coming up. They'll have all the awards to be presented here coming up. And I would imagine Mr. Keating will present the award to Xavier, but perhaps he's not scheduled to do so. Yeah, there he is.
He's out there with it. Of course, he has a son on the basketball team out
there.
That
is correct, with Ryan, who's a junior. And Xavier will get their trophy coming up in a moment. As Xavier wins it 54-49. As the trophies will be presented coming up. As the Bud Leg making the award. Here's the runner-up award.
Players, coaches, and cheerleaders. 3 members from the Board of Control of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Gary Ross, Activities Director at Johnston. He's the chairperson of the board. Tom Keating, principal at Xavier City Rapids. And Dr. Craig Scott, the sheriff, is representing the Iowa Association of School Boards.
A little bit of an ovation there for Tom Keating.
With a truly great season and tournament run to reach the tournament for the first time in 77 years.
That's a good team.
Class
Scott, you can see why they beat Pella and West Delaware.
And here is the presentation to Xavier. As Xavier wins the championship, as they get the big gold trophy. And we're going to have the all-tournament team coming up for you in a moment.
The captain of the team earns a $500 grant.
And we'll see who the all-tournament team is made of here.
To present the all-tournament medals and certificates.
Max Johnson's got that banner around him.
He does. It's like a Superman cape. I'd have to think that Xavier will be represented on this all-tournament team.
Jackson Wright
makes the all-tournament team. Very deserving.
Yeah, he had a good tournament, good championship game.
From Xavier Cedar Rapids, Jackson Jones.
And Jackson Jones gets on the all-tournament team for Xavier for the second straight year.
I'm going to predict who's going to be the captain here, Scott. I have a pretty good idea.
John Nagel from West Delaware. Going to play football at Iowa State.
Terrific career for him, that young man.
From Waverly Shamrock, Austin Fife.
Austin Fife will be on the all-tournament team as well.
Just received an award for the ball game.
Yes,
for
he did.
Scholar athlete.
From Sergeant Bluff Luke, Chris Kroll.
Chris Kroll will be on the all-tournament team. They're going to go with six. And I'm going to tell you who the captain's going to be.
Yeah, I know who it is. It should be.
It better be Matt Mims.
And your captain from Xavier Cedar Rapids, Matthew Mims.
There's Matt Mims.
A big smile on his face as he walks out to the center jump circle.
That is a pretty good group right there.
That's a really nice group.
Now they'll have the sportsmanship award to close things out here before we take a break. As all tournament being presented, sportsmanship award will be given here, and we'll see who the winner of this one's going to be. And it's Sergeant Buff Luton who will get the sportsmanship award. So there you go. Those are the awards. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back with the postgame from Des Moines. Xavier wins the state championship. Back to back. Back after this, KGYM.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Oh, I'm ready. Ready as anybody can.
I'm Beth. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. Ready for the unpredictable workday, bad weather, a sudden fire, or a rush of customers. Cintas is your source for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Will you be ready today? Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready for you. Hope you're ready for me.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of our free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
Back with you in Des Moines at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Let's give you the final stats and figures here of this one. And Phil, I'll let you go ahead with the rebounding totals first.
Now, rebounding, we have Xavier 28-18, Scott, is the final, plus 10 in this one. Led by Dolan Bukowski with 9 rebounds, 8 of those coming in the first half of play. 6 for Jackson Jones, 5 for Max Tekow, 3 for Matt Mims, 2 for Quinn Schulte, 1 apiece for Max Johnson as well as Bryce Schulte. 2 dead ball rebounds for the Saints, 8 offensive, 20 defense, total 28 for Xavier. For Sergeant Bluff Luton, Jackson Wright led the way with 5. 3 rebounds for Keegan Savory as well as Sam DeMoss, who came off the bench and did a nice job for them. 2 rebounds for Connor Groves. Ty Bockelman with 2 as well. Chipping in with 1 is Chris Kroll. 2 dead ball rebounds for Sergeant Bluff Luton. Only 4 offensive rebounds in the entire ball game for Sergeant Bluff. 14 defensive, total of 18 for Sergeant Bluff. So plus 10 for the Xavier Saints in the rebounding margin.
And the shooting percentages for the game, Xavier shot 48%, 21 of 44, 6 of 14, 43% from beyond the arc, 6 of 6 from the free throw line in the game, and they hit all the big ones at the end. For Sergeant Bluff Luton, 21 of 45, 47% for the game, 4 out of 12 three-point range, 33%, 3 for 5, 60% from the free throw line, but one big miss by Chris Kroll that kind of opened the door in this one. And points in the paint, Sergeant Bluff Luton 14-10, points off turnovers, well, 32-24 Sergeant Bluff Luton, points off turnovers 8-7, second chance points 8-8, fast break points 4-3 Sergeant Bluff Luton, and they led the bench scoring 7-2. Whoo, great way to go out.
Well, great finish. Hey, it was a great ball game, Scott.
It was.
It was a fun game to watch. Up and down. It was pretty clean. It wasn't a real physical ball game, which is refreshing to see. And the Saints finished strong down the stretch. And they got a break there when they missed that one big free throw. As you talked about, Kroll missed that free throw in the situation where he could have put him up by 3. But, boy, did they capitalize. Matt Mims took it right to the rim in that last possession. I think maybe Mims had 8 of their last 10 points, something like that, going down the stretch. So Xavier Saints, bunch of happy players over there right now and coaches for Cedar Rapids Xavier.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Phil, thank you. Wrapped up another year for us in a highly successful fashion, and we'll do it again next year, and a great way to go out on Saturday night at the state tournament.
It is always fun. You know, it's been a good year for the local teams when we get a broadcast here on the final night, Scott. So it's been fun. Great to work with you. Have a good time.
All right, we will. And stay tuned on all 3 of our frequencies. We're going to do some switching, and we'll get it over to 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM. For Iowa City West, West Des Moines Valley, just out in front of us right now, warming up. We'll have that at 7:55 for you right here on KGYM. Thank you very much for tuning in to the broadcast here tonight. Thanks to all our great sponsors. Thanks to Jeff Downing in the studio. And a big thanks to everybody for tuning in. And a great way to end the season here for Phil and I. Congratulations to the Xavier Saints, your 2017 3A state champions. Final score, Cedar Rapids Xavier 54, Sergeant Bluff Luton 49. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long from Des Moines. Back with you here in just a few minutes.